It's Thursday, April 15th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Canadian authorities continue to go after churches during the coronavirus pandemic. Jacob Rayome, pastor of Trinity Bible Chapel in Ontario, said their church faces 26 charges before the courts and maximum penalties of over $30 million with jail time. Officials charged the latest $10 million in fines because the church held worship services on Resurrection Sunday in violation of coronavirus restrictions. Officials recently released another Canadian pastor, James Coates of Grace Life Church in Alberta. Coates went to prison for a month for holding in-person services. Plus, the Alberta Health Authorities erected a chain-link fence around the perimeter of Grace Life Church, prohibiting them from gaining access for Easter Sunday. However, they met in an undisclosed location. A Grace Life Church member told The Worldview that the church is actually growing through these trials.
The church is doing well. During this time, we've witnessed strong growth, almost doubling our numbers. Over 60 people are attending the Fundamentals of Faith class, which goes through the basic tenets of Christianity. Each week, we are engaged with conversations from new people who have been starving for Christian preaching and fellowship during this time when their church attendance is highly limited. God is really moving during this time. We were already a closed church, but God has just been knitting our hearts together and lives. Many of us are experiencing resistance from extended family members and even employers, causing the church body to become like our own families. We are reminded of the scripture in Matthew that says, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." We feel we are having to choose between opposition and faithfulness to Christ at this time.
Shops, salons, gyms, and outdoor dining reopened across the United Kingdom this week for the first time in months. Shoppers lined up during the early hours of Monday to celebrate the reopening. Coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have been declining over the last 3 months. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that he will end most statewide coronavirus restrictions on June 15th. A mask mandate, though, will remain in effect. Schools and businesses will reopen for in-person operations. The state also changed capacity limits on places of worship from mandatory to recommended. The reopening comes as Newsom faces a recall election. Two states have moved to ban COVID-19 vaccine passports. Last week, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order prohibiting state agencies or businesses that receive state funds from requiring vaccine passports. This comes a week after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a similar order. And Ohio lawmakers are considering legislation to ban state and local officials from requiring vaccine passports. On Wednesday, the Biden administration issued a new rule to fund abortion with taxpayer dollars through the Title X Family Planning Program. The move reverses a Trump-era Protect Life policy that banned Title X funds from going to abortion programs. The Trump administration policy cut $60 million of funding from abortion giant Planned Parenthood. A Pew Research study found about 20% of U.S. adults use some kind of social media site in 2021. YouTube and Facebook dominate the social media usage landscape at 81% and 69%, respectively. Instagram came in third at 40%. However, Instagram and Snapchat dominate usage among young people. YouTube and Reddit were the only platforms to experience significant growth since 2019. A majority of Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and YouTube users visit one of the platforms on a daily basis. Bernard Madoff, the infamous Ponzi scheme architect, died in prison of natural causes yesterday at the age of 82. Madoff was serving a 150-year prison sentence for his $65 billion stock fraud. It's considered the world's biggest Ponzi scheme, with 37,000 victims across 136 countries. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, "It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." And finally, a study by Arizona Christian University found that only 6% of Americans hold to a biblical worldview. The study found 88% of Americans embrace syncretism, an impure, unrecognizable worldview that blends ideas from multiple perspectives. The perspectives include biblical theism, secular humanism, postmodernism, moralistic therapeutic deism, nihilism, Marxism, and Eastern mysticism. Among syncretists, people lean toward deism at 39%, biblical theism at 31%, secular humanism and postmodernism at 16% each, and nihilism, Eastern mysticism, and Marxism at 10% each. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.